Unit 3, pages 125 to 126. Literature, Exercise C.
John Glenn, Looking Back. John Glenn, 1921 to 2016, was the first American to go around Earth in a spaceship. Almost 40 years later, he became the world's oldest astronaut. In his memoir, Glenn tells the story of his unique life during extraordinary times in human history. Historical facts and excerpts from John Glenn's memoir. December 7, 1941, the Japanese attacked the Americans at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Thousands of Americans were killed and injured. The surprise attack shocked the American people. The next day, the Americans declared war on Japan.
In 1941, when I was 20 years of age, I received my pilot's license. I was studying mathematics at university when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. I immediately left my studies and joined the U.S. Army Air Corps. I became a fighter pilot and flew 59 combat missions in World War II.
In August 1945, World War II ended.
After the war, I became a flight instructor at an Air Corps base in Texas.
5 years later, in 1950, war broke out between North and South Korea. The Americans joined the war to support South Korea. The war lasted for 3 terrible years.
I joined the fight in Korea, where I flew many hours and got more experience than most pilots of my generation. It was around this time that I began to think about space travel. When the war ended, I returned to the States and began to test fast planes.
In 1957, Russia launched Sputnik 1, which was the first satellite in space. Sputnik, which means satellite in Russian, was the first man-made satellite to go around Earth.
In the summer of 1957, I flew a supersonic jet from California to New York. The project was called Bullet, and this was the first time that a jet plane reached supersonic speed. During the flight, which took 3 hours and 23 minutes, I took the first panoramic photograph of the United States. 2 years later, NASA chose me and 6 other pilots to join their space program, which was called Mercury.
On April 12, 1961, Russian cosmonaut, the Russian word for astronaut, Yuri Gagarin, became the first man in space. Gagarin's spaceship, Vostok 1, completed one full orbit of Earth. But then, Gagarin had to jump quickly out of his shuttle and parachute to land because the Vostok 1 did not have the technology back then to land properly.
On February 20, 1962, I became the third person in space and the first American to go around planet Earth. I flew alone in the tiny spaceship called Friendship 7, and I managed to circle Earth 3 times in the 5-hour flight. The city of Perth in Australia won the name City of Lights because the people of Perth turned on all their house and street lights as I passed over their city in my spaceship, and I could see the lights way out in outer space. Unlike Gagarin's spaceship, Friendship 7 was able to land safely on the ground.
In 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald killed the American president, John F. Kennedy.
I was shocked by the murder of JFK, and so 6 weeks later, I retired from the NASA program and entered politics. I was a United States Senator for 24 years.
On October 29, 1998, John Glenn took his second spaceflight at the age of 77, which made him the oldest person to go into space.
My flight was part of an experiment to study the effects of space on old people. I was the perfect person to take part in the experiment because I had been in space before. Scientists were able to compare my older body with my younger body from 36 years before. The 9-day mission gave us valuable information about the effects of space on the same person at 2 different times in his life.
John Glenn died on December 8, 2016, at the age of 95.